You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Environment Court has declined a permanent protection order for a centuries-old koldie named Afi Afi by locals and iwi. It's the latest in a series of battles over the tree and attempts to stop it being felled for development that have included multiple occupations, judicial review, and petitions. I spoke with local resident and one of the campaign's leaders, Winnie Charlesworth, about the Environment Court's decision, first asking her to explain the history of the tree.
2014, where two resource consents were granted for the felling of Afi Afi and 14 other kauri on the two sites in Patara Road. My husband and I wanted to make submissions, as did a few people on Patara Road, but the consents were non-notified, so we were effectively shut out. Then in 2015, in the March, the felling began on the Friday, and we just posted some photos on the little Save Our Kauri page, and it went up to 11,000 likes like in a couple of days, and people were saying, why do we have to scrub our boots when Auckland Council can fell healthy kauri? So Michael climbed the tree in March 2015, and of course it was national news and even international news. He stayed for, I think it was 86 hours, and then the developers put an article in the newspaper and the Herald said they would let the tree stay. Mark came down. We, meanwhile, had been to the council with a petition of 26,000 signatures saying, can you vote to keep this tree alive? And council voted not to. Long story short, during the period, they removed what they call an SEA, which is a significant ecological area, which is tree protection over Afi Afi, which is the name that iwi and locals have given to the tree.
Mm.
But that means that with the tree protection gone, really, it's like a normal tree. It's just like in someone in town in their back garden, they can just lop it down. No consent required. That change took place in the middle of 2015 between council and the developer, and no one could have any input into that. We were upset about that again. Then we took a High Court case for judicial review of the consent that council granted. Council did its own internal review and they found they did nothing wrong, and we thought, oh yeah, okay, have you looked at yourself, you're probably not going to find problems. But we took a judicial review because we were saying that council had basically been supplied with misinformation, and we wanted to just put our case. But the developers withdrew the resource consent and handed them back before the case finished. So effectively the case was closed, but they had no resource consent. However, they could still fell the kauri, can you believe it? Which was just like, when will this end, you know? So then we applied to the Environment Court, you know, second court, and we were like, okay, can we have protection for this tree? Because there's no building consent, there's now no resource consent, they're still going to fell the tree. And the Environment Court gave us an urgent protection, temporary, which was fantastic, and they said, we want to know more about this, so this is just temporary. Well, the temporary one actually lasted from 2016 till now, really, April 26th. And we applied just a few weeks ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago, to the Environment Court for a permanent protection order or something of that sort, basically a time-based protection order, till he actually has consent to build the developer. And so the reason behind that was because we feel the kauri is really significant. It was Ringbar in 2015, just before Christmas, when John O. Smith was protesting in the tree. He'd been there for about 13 days. He was keeping the tree up while we were getting court papers into court for a judicial review. And they basically, we said that with the ring barking, and the iwi came and local Māori put a rongoa wrap, a matarangi Māori wrap around the tree made up of kawakawa and a beeswax, and the tree healed. And the judge came out from the environment court and he had a look and he said, yes, it's remarkable. The tree is healing. And where the ring barking was, it's all healed. And so that was part of our case regarding the significance of this tree, because it has to be this particular tree. And we're saying we had the support of three scientists and Dr. Nick Waipara, who leads Kauri Dye Bank in New Zealand, saying that they would like to study this tree because Kauri Dye Bank killed trees in a similar way of ringbarking a tree.
Mm.
Well, the long and short is that the Environment Court said they cannot protect a tree that is prohibited to be felled by the RMA. And that was it.
You've lost the Environment Court battle. Are there any other steps you can take now, or is it sort of a matter of time before the tree is felled?
Well, for my husband and I, we basically, it's the end of the road for us. We feel we've battled in the High Court. We thought once the resource consents went, we would be fine. He would have to go back to the table and relook, because there's actually three kauri involved. There's two on the road reserve that are owned by the public. And we know that for the development to proceed, those kauri will need to go for a retaining wall to make the site safe. We've had an engineer look at it. We've discussed it with council. And in the High Court, this was traversed, and they said, yes, those trees can't sustain the retaining that's required. So there's two on public land, and there's Afi Afi. And we are like, you know, we've battled, and we think, well, if a developer really wants to cut the tree down, and we've been in the Environment Court and we've been in the High Court, and they say that there's no protection for a threatened species of which millions is being spent on kauri dieback, and healthy ones, council can fell healthy ones, it's just like Goliath. I mean, how do you fight Goliath? I don't know. The mayor, maybe? I'm not sure.
And do you think that it's almost certain that these trees will be felled?
I'd say 90% chance. The 26th of April, you know, that's the end of the protection, and as soon as the developer can organise it, I'd say the tree will be down. The ring barking in December 2015, we were applying for protection then, and we were in discussions with the developer's barrister about protecting the tree for the High Court case to go ahead. And the ring barking happened just hours before the documents were signed. So that's the sort of things that are going on here. It's like, get the tree down and maybe the community will shut up. But the community is actually doing the opposite. They're speaking up, and the Facebook posts are flying everywhere, and the press release has gone far and wide, and we're going, hey Phil, come on, you came to the tree last election cycle, can you come back, can you help us? So let's see, I don't know.
And the case seemed to turn on these changes that were made to the RMA in 2013.
Correct.
That removed blanket protection for...
That's correct.
And do you think that this sort of changes to the RMA... are a bigger problem than just these trees? Is it affecting native trees everywhere?
It is definitely a bigger problem than just this tree, because unless your tree is in a significant ecological area, that's a two-step process. You must apply for a resource consent. The problem is there's a development right, so that supersedes the rights in an SDA. So in order to get the house in, the developer said that he needed to fell 15 kauri on two sites. And we were writing to council saying, how can that be? You're saying kauri are dying of kauri dieback, and you want a scrub our boots, and you want to spend millions in research, but you're able to fell these trees. And they said, well, there's no protection for a threatened species. We can use our discretion and it can be felled. So if there was some higher up law in the RMA that was perhaps like a protection for threatened species, then that would override. This is my understanding. So I'm no RMA lawyer, but it needs to be something higher up that would basically override council's discretion. It makes it non-permitted type of thing. So there's no choice. You have to build around it. And you know, the strange thing is, many architects have said they could build around it. But if a person is of a mind that they don't want to, they don't have to. And council can't make them. So.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.